Good morning, guys. I hope you guys are having a great morning. I have a fantastic morning. I just wanted to come on, give a positive message. I hope you guys are all feeling spiritual. A lot of things I like to do is wake up and say what I'm thankful for and give gratitude to the universe and let the energy, know that I'm grateful for what, I have. I'm grateful for my body, grateful for my health, and your health is the most important thing. Grateful for food. It's important to say things what you're grateful for and make sure you express that you recognize how powerful everything is, because there's a lot of people that don't have the ability to be in the positions that we have. So make sure you thank the energy. And that's the first thing you do when you wake up. I want to kind of talk about diets and certain stuff we put in our body and what kind of spiritual effects it has on us. Coffee has been a spiritual drink used in ancient cultures. I sometimes drink coffee. I think tea's better. I drink tea at night. And if anybody's going through a spiritual process, try to stay away from drugs and, alcohol. If you're on a different wavelength, then that's something else. But, try to be pure. Purity is the best way. And, you already have that energy inside of you. You can create those biological, euphoric reactions through yoga, certain types of mental yoga thought, and realizations. I would like everybody to study Sadhguru. He's a very important yogi. Talks a lot about meditation, and it's my belief. I've talked about this before, but it's my belief that meditation is the key to everything, and our society is going towards the fake immortality, and we've kind of drifted away from the real immortality, which is through meditation, and through which you can disappear you can disappear because of how still you become, and your energies disappear and disintegrate. So it's important to do mental yoga, get to certain points of thought, try not to listen to a lot of rap music, listen to, classical music, pray, admire, everything that's good, and appreciate what you have, appreciate, if you live with your parents, appreciate what you have, and, appreciate the people around you, and give gratitude to, and be graceful. Just be a graceful person. Walk around with grace. Be polite to people in stores you encounter. Make sure they know that you're thankful for the service they're providing. Don't cause conflicts, peace is one of the best vibrations in the world. Besides pray, if there's everybody around the world praying, there's a lot of good vibration, in the air, and it can be seen through frequencies. And another good vibration is peace and, no hostility. So, just when you wake up, be grateful, get ready for your day, and, think about how lucky you are to be in this lifetime with, the technology that we have, the ability to find information, the ability to have great people around us, to be connected. It's truly a great time to be alive. And, if you have family support, that's one of the biggest things you can have. Another good is, friend support. Companion support, but right now is the biggest time to create bonds between people and create spiritual awareness. You know, I think the full transformation of the energy of the world is everybody holding hands, meditating, and disappearing together, and completing our energy force. So, but I think we're going in a different direction, and we're going to see how that goes. You know, clearly, there's other plans in place, and positivity can break that, and so it's important to be positive and keep those things out of your mind if you can. You know, learn about them and be informed, but sometimes just, you know, think about positivity, because sometimes those positive thoughts can just, you know, break down the bad energy. So, you know, I am at a point in my life where I, you know, I'm just tired of the information that I've learned. You know, I've learned a lot of good and a lot of bad, and there's people that study, you know, I'm not a smart person. I don't know about, you know, I'm not a virologist, I'm not a, you know, biologist, but I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I'm tired of information for some reason. I'm tired of, you know, thinking about so many things and getting information, and you know, but I think it's an important point of science is, you know, figuring out these things. And you know, but for me, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of, you know, hearing about information and learning, and you know, I'm tired of me, my spirituality is more blank and bliss, like, you know, non-thoughtful, which I think goes to the meditation part, where it's like in meditation you go to no thoughts. And so, you know, I hate thinking too much. I hate being in, you know, places of conflict. And so I just noticed that, you know, I like to be blank. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm, you know, don't have knowledge or not smart, but I just like to be blank and peaceful. So I think just wanted to come on here and spread a message to be positive and think about different ways to do things in your life, and you know, try different types of meditation, and you know, make sure you have good food, and you know, have a good time with your family, and you know, stay away from, you know, excitement is good, you know, excitement is fun, but make sure you stay enjoy, you know, don't be afraid of anything. Nothing can hurt you. You have the power over everything. And I am glad to have been able to spread some information, spread some love, and it's gonna be a short one, but I just wanted to come on here and talk about the importance of waking up and becoming positive to start your day, and thanking the elements and the source of the energy. So have a great morning, have a great day, have a great night, and I'll see you guys on the next one.